Where to next? This is the Absolute Philosopher, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Where to next? Well, that's a good question, isn't it? I've been enjoying many emails from many people, from many places, many wonderful people with many wonderful ideas on their mind, and many of them want to send me the emails telling me about how beautiful the world is, like the birthday cards that we get and the beautiful colors and things like that. And others, they send us the emails about the atrocities of Vietnam, Iran, Iraq, and the world, and 9/11 and all that sort of stuff. And I think to myself, where to next? I think when I was in the Navy, there were naughty boys and there were good boys. And the good boys outshone the naughty boys insofar as the good boys lived with respect, they lived with integrity, they lived with decency. I guess that's a good word for it, decency. And the naughty boys, they were always trying to get attention, like they probably tried to get at home. And they were trying to get attention from everybody else, and they were trying to have everybody look at them and think that they're so good, you know, and, you know, I'm so wonderful, I'm so fantastic, and stuff like that. And all the rest of the guys thought, so if that's what you need to feel, go right ahead, you know, that's okay, it doesn't bother us. We know who we are, and we know what we are, we know where we're going, and we don't have to prove ourselves to anybody. We just live our life with the integrity and the honesty and the way that our parents brought us up. Well, then they come back from their escapades of their liberty nights off the base, and they tell us all of the wonderful, marvelous things that they had done and how they violated people's rights and how they did dumb things. And then they expected us to laugh and to giggle and to think that's so funny. And little by little, we just all drifted away from them. We didn't tell them how to live their life. We just showed them by our lack of attention that it wasn't of interest to us. It was not something we wanted to pay attention to. And we didn't pay attention to their being indiscriminate, their being lacking in respect for other people, and how many women they had, and how many things they did, and how many beers they had, and how many scotch and whiskeys and whatever else they had. And we all thought to ourselves, boy, oh boy, you know, I'm glad that's not my hang-up. I'm glad I don't have to live in a world where that is important to me. And so we didn't pay attention to them. And occasionally, they'd get obnoxious. There was one young man, he was just a little runty guy, you know. He was maybe a little shorter than the rest of us, but he, muscles, you know, he built himself up real tough, and he was a real toughy. And he was always trying to get us to respect him and get us to like him and get us to want to be with him. And he was doing bad things. He's saying, look what I did to his bed. Look what I did to his shoes. Look at how I tied his shoelaces together. You know, all sorts of little rattlesnake things, you know. And so one evening, the group had enough of it. And he came in, parading in such a braggadocio way that it was just a pain in the neck, you know. And the whole group ignored him for a few moments. But he just wouldn't stop. So what the group did, as a group, they grabbed a hold of him, and they laid him out on a table, and they pulled his pants down, and they painted his testicles with black shoe polish, and then they let him go. Well, from that moment on, his braggadocio seemed to go out the window. From that moment on, he seemed to no longer trying to play the negative game he was playing, but he saw how the rest of us were acting and living, and he wanted to be part of the group. It's what he wanted to be all the time, but he wanted to lead us the directions he was going, the way he had been taught. Now, His parents never did that to him. His parents never took him to task for the naughtiness that he was, and they just were irritated with him. Oh, can't do anything with him, can't do anything with him. That damn kid, you know. And it's their child, you know. And all they'd have to do is just paint his testicles with black shoe polish. Of course, I think it was the whole group that really brought him to task. But from that moment on, truly, from that moment on, he became one of the nicest guys of the bunch. One of the nicest guys of the bunch. He no longer had to play his rebel game. I guess he got attention. And that was it. But you see, this is what we do. When we hear stories of atrocities, we say, oh, how terrible. And we empower the story of an atrocity by saying, oh, how terrible. And the vibrations go back to the people who commit the atrocities and making them feel, oh, I got attention, you know. And they get the attention that they wanted. And when children, we read about it from Iran, Iraq, all the wars, where some young soldiers misuse people. They rape them, and they violate them, and they hit them. And it's just like prison guards, many prison guards, the moment they have a chance to beat up on a prisoner, because the prisoner presumably is a threat to them, they just go all out. They put them in the hospital with black eyes and bang on the head and torn clothing, and oh, I tell you, he's a mess. And that doesn't change him, though. That doesn't change him. The guy just comes out more ambitious and angry than ever. And he keeps doing that until he finds the University of Healing, and he finds that there's a better way of looking at things, and makes a change, like we've done with a number of prisoners that we know of who have met us. And you see, it's not listening to their violence. It's not listening to their problems. I have so many people in the Navy, they come to me and they tell me all their problems. They come to me and tell me all their hang-ups. And then I say, hey, what do you want to experience? Why don't you start looking at your mom as a nice lady, as someone who really cares about you, not somebody who's just writing your letters now. Behave. Now be a good boy. Make us proud of you. And say, write back to your mom and write this letter to her. Just do as I tell you. And so he takes out a paper and he writes, dear mom, you have to start your letter, dear mom, or just ma? Dear mom, I appreciate you. And I appreciate all the things that you've ever done for me. And I never realized how important it is to be a good boy rather than be a bad boy, because I thought I always had to be a bad boy to get attention. And now I realize that the good guys get all the real attention. The good guys get all the real opportunities. And you know what I'm doing, Mom? They have a word in the Navy, in the service, that says, never volunteer for anything. Well, I volunteer for everything. I volunteer for every opportunity I have of doing something. And the other guys say, oh boy, what a goody-goody. And after a little while, they're volunteering too. I say, well, it's boring sitting around doing nothing. I volunteer to do that. I volunteer to help here. I volunteer to do that. And they said, wow. You know? And I became the leader by becoming the rebel, but the rebel in a nice way. And thanks to you, Mom, I learned a big lesson. You're great, you know. And you see, these are wonderful things. These are wonderful things that happen. And his mom wrote back, and she almost fell off her chair when she read it, and she said, son, you make me proud. And then he wrote back, Mom, I'm not living my life to make you proud. I'm living my life to make me proud. And when I am proud, then I know you'll be proud of me too. And you see, this is how the world is too. When instead of where to next, be proud of yourself, and the world will be proud of you. And you really do that, because you will not do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You would do unto others as you would do unto them, because you don't care what they do to you. You only care what you do. So what do you do unto others? What you do unto yourself. You do unto others what you do unto yourself. And you see, that's a big point. That's a wonderful point and a fantastic point. And it's a point where things really happen and where life really goes on. Where to next? Be yourself and have fun. I tell you this. You say, well, Herb, you're saying it again and again. Yeah, maybe you listen one time. And maybe you put it in motion one time. And maybe you, instead of trying to be unhappy with yourself, say, oh, dear me, so bad. Well, it's not. It's not. We were given a perfect body when we started out, and we've been messing it up all our life. And now we're starting to clean it up. Now we're a little late, but it's never too late. And now we're starting to clean it up and starting to say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and that's where to next. My ideal spirit, mind, and body, which is where we are right now. So enjoy yourself and enjoy who and what you really are, and find out that you're really something pretty special. And you know why I know that? Because I am, and I created you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.